zweite Mevarer Stückel der Alochas auf Kiddush Bemokim Suhuda. So, Avad the Klal Yisrael Kedoshim him and people have Minhogim. Aber wo zweite Mevarer wie der Alochas steht, was man darf machen. Avad ist der Limud Yischus an Asach Gute Yidin. Especially now in the Yeshiva, we're learning our Bepsochim and we're holding in the Inyonim. So I think we could go into the Dikduke Aloche and all different Chumres. Let me get into Seder. The Shulchan Aruch in Reisha in Gimel brings down the Aloche. Seif Aleph. Ein Kiddush Elo Bemokim Seuda. Pesachim Kuf Aleph. Ein Kiddush Elo Bemokim Seuda. Kiddush only could be Bemokim Seuda. Now, this halacha that Kiddush has to be b'mokim seuda, and if it's not b'mokim seuda, you're not yoytze. We have to know what means b'mokim seuda. There's three things that we have to be mevarer. Tana nogea to us la'alocha. One thing we have to be mevarer, vost heis b'mokim seuda. I mean, vost heis b'mokim seuda means, if I do Kiddush in the dining room, in one side of the dining room, and then I eat in the other side of the dining room in the yeshiva. It's like a pchile, it's b'dieved, I'm yoytze kiddush, I'm not yoytze kiddush. It's b'mokim suda, if it's not b'mokim suda. Dainu, the mokim suda means the place. The same thing will have to be mevarer in this chalek, how close the suda has to be to the kiddush. So this is the first inyan, we have to be mevarer, vos heis mokim suda, how close. The same room, the same house, distance, and how much you're allowed to be mafsik in between one shiloh. The second shiloh we have to be mevarer, vos heis tasuda. Fruits, grape juice, mezoines, amoitzi, by night, by day. Then is another shiloh, the poisk is maneinu, the marshal, a person made kiddush and he vomit all the food. Most of the poiskim say he has to make kiddush again. The suda has to be suda that stays in the stomach. But that's a shame. The naya so chaylas. We'll start first with the ikir shayla. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down as a. Ein kiddush elo b'mokim suda, u'mibayis echod mipina lepina choshuv mokim echod. Shim kiddush b'le'echod b'pina zu v'nimlach lepina l'pina acheres. Ein tzorich lachzor v'lekadosh. If it's one big room, and you do a kiddush on one side, and you decide in the end to go to the other side, you don't have to make another kiddush. Zog de mishne brure, u'mikol mokim lekatchil etoiv, shelo ilosur mimokim shekiddush. Not to move to a different place. Do yesh machmirim, gam mipino lepino, im lo isho yodaito b'shaas kiddush, lechol bepino acheres. The oz mistaber she'ein le'achmir. So Shabura says, even in the same room, le'katchile not to change your place, because yesh machmirim im lo yishor yabedaito. So now we'll take the first halacha with us, negea le'maise. So Shabura says like this, let me say you go down to the dining room. So if everyone sits in a seat and there's a big mekadish b'koil rom, say that. I don't know what is the seder today. You can think, when I was a bacher, you had to stoop to hear the kiddush. Today like this also basic nish. Everyone sits in this place. And one guy says it loud. So then it's about a good. But if you have to stoop, so then, Zag the Mishnah Berurah, okay, it's not a problem because everyone is planning after Kiddush to go back to their seat. But it could be a Pashta Nafka Mina. The Olim are doing Kiddush, everyone is sitting in the seats. When you're going to wash your hands, you meet five friends of yours. You live with them in the yeshiva before. They tell you, come to our table, come to our table. So again, b'shas kiddush, you sat on your seat on your table, you're planning to eat there. When you go to wash your hands, you don't know what on your table, you feel stupid about it. You're sitting there in the baskim and tell, b'shas, you're going to wash your hands, you meet five friends in your old yeshiva. Zog dem shtabur, it's not like a tchile to change to the other table. So what is the Eitzel Maisa? You go back to your old seat where you're planning to sit, you eat a kezayis pas, then you can move. Aber der Irak ist ein Pass, das ist nicht der Bruder, das ist der Katrille. Oh, a person can have a das, that, you know, he's planning to find a place in the dining room, who will still feed the matzah. It could be, someone told me that could be, if in the yeshiva, as they is the seder, that the oilam, you know, till they sit down, you know, you move around, so it could be that it's lektzach in the das. As you lektzach in the das, meret nisht av der tzad. Meret as you lektzach nisht. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes weiter. So this aloha, I think, is a poshta aloha. To change rooms from one room to the other room, or to go out and back in, a lot of times in the dining room is a problem. If there's no cover on top, lemaisa, it's to go out to wash your hands and to come back. Lemaisa, you leave b'shas kiddush. On most houses, you wash your hands in the kitchen. Most people don't have a washing system inside the place they eat. So you have to change from room to room. So, I want again, to speak very lemaisedik before we go to the chidushi. Very lemaisedik is that lemoshal, we'll go, a person is in his house. They made kiddush in the front room, and you're going to wash your hands in the kitchen. So let me talk about, we'll find the heter, how you're allowed to leave the room to wash your hands in the kitchen. But we'll see, maybe he has a das, maybe tzorch yisouda. But lekula al mezog de mishne bure, he's not allowed to go to the bedroom, he wants to look something in the newspaper in the meantime, till everyone is washing his hands, he wants to go to another room to schmooze with someone. You're not allowed to. Ramazan is a big chasana, you know, the oilam are washing. So in the meantime, the oilam dreitzach, you know, in different rooms. You're not allowed to change a room. It's a isur lekatchile to change mecheder lecheder. It's a isur to change mecheder lecheder. What is the heter? Yes. But the Eved, Mishnah Berurah says, if you change mecheder lecheder, again, I'm speaking about changing mecheder lecheder and coming back. We're not speaking at someone that he decided after Kiddush to go to eat in his bedroom. All of this case that we're speaking now is going to wash your hands in the kitchen and you go back to the bedroom. Back to the front room. You're going to look something in a book in the room and you're coming back. We're going that you're coming back. You left and you're coming back. So, but the evidence, Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to make another Kiddush, because Lemaisa, you came back to your place. You just walked and you came back to your place. So, Be'etzem is no chisol. The Shaila is, Vosmi de lekatchila. So, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that Be'etzem is not a lekatchila zach to do. But while you have a das, and, as is Mishmer Shabbos, and it's tzorche ha-seude, because you do it, because you have to wash your hands at Tzorcha Seuda. Although he says if someone has to use the bathroom, he's also going to a different room. But he's doing it at Tzorcha Seuda. So while he had a das, although even if he didn't have a das, while it's Tzorcha Seuda, most of the person didn't have a das. But Lemaise, he can't eat it, he can't make a broche. So it's Tzorcha Seuda. So Lekatchila, we make it to do it. I heard from my shvel, Avram Govitz, that when he was a bacher by the Shabbos Soloveitchik, Zatzal, Rebel Soloveitchik from Shalim, so when he ate by him Lel Shabbos, he saw his kids, I don't know why, but this is what he saw there, that Rebel was makpid, that when the Olam washed B'Shas Kiddush B'Lel Shabbos, he stayed sitting in his seat. The Olam went into the other room to wash. When the Olam came back, he got up. The family is sitting in the front room. The Olam go to wash in the kitchen. I wait till everyone comes into the room, or some people come room, and then I get up to wash. This is what he was mafkin in that hanogah. And he realized why, and after he found in one of the kadmonim, because be'etzem is a problem, we change mecheder lecheder. And if you learn the sugis, you know that it's not a lekatchila. Even if you have a das, it's not a lekatchila to change mecheder lecheder. Mishnah Berurah says, lemaisem, but the other, we're not choyzer, and it's tzorchei seuda. So val shteit in hilchos hefsek, hiniach miktsas chaveirim is not a hefsek. But mele, if some of the people stay in the room, and not everyone leaves to the kitchen, says, so So maybe this is a nogi vasach gdeilim. It's a chumra, I'm saying. That we stay, one of them stays in the room till the Olam start to come back. So he's in Niach Miktas Chaveirim. Then when they come back, so he goes, weiter in Niach Miktas Chaveirim. When Azei besteht in Hilchis Hafsoke Besuuda, that be Niach Miktas Chaveirim, it's not called a Hefsek in the Suuda. So Mela also Legabi Kiddush Mokim Suuda, the Niach Miktas Chaveirim is not called a Hefsek. This is the first Chiddush. So again, I know I heard some golf rumors get the water inside. Rabbi Seinu didn't do it. So, no. Golf rumors, they bring like Negevasa to the Shabbos also. Dossier, that is Mekubel Dachzach. This is what I'm saying. By a lot of them, that in Sukkos, that while you have to leave the house, not b'cheder l'cheder, is mekubel, that the Bnei Teira Noeg, that at least the men get water inside, that will be a Kiddush Mokim Suda. This year. M'cheder l'cheder, I said it's a bit frum, not to go to the kitchen. But in Sukkos, I think the anog of most choshev people is that if you don't have water, the ladies, they tend to go upstairs to wash, to go in, but the men are makpid, or at least the choshev men are makpid, to bring water, to wash their hands in the sukkah, and not to leave the sukkah, because this is not mecheder lecheder, this is mibayis lebayis. It's mibayis lebayis. It's under a bayis. Even if the sukkah is in the porch, leaving something also, it's not a not a eitzah brur. So the ma'is I'm saying, so let me make a sikkum of these halachas. The halacha is that lekatchile you're not allowed to go out to separate room in the house, stam in between after kiddush. If you didn't have a plan to go, you're not allowed to go. Mechadah lechadah. To go to wash your hands or to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to, because it's a tzorech and you had a das for that. But it's time to go, you don't have a heter. For sure, the place can say if someone knocks on the door and you have to bring something to the neighbor to wait till after Amoitzi. It happens a lot of times in apartment buildings. The neighbor comes, you could come, something fell on the shelf, you could come to help a second. I'll come after Amoitzi, in between Kiddush. You're not allowed to leave the house. And there you're taking not allowed to. You didn't have a das to leave the house. And you didn't have a das. It's not tzarich esuude. When Moshe Sternbuch tainas, that could be apartment building, it's not called mecheder lecheder, it's called mibayis lebayis, even though there's one roof on the whole house. He said if it's separate apartment buildings, punk the connected, the seishishke mibayis lebayis. They have mecheder lecheder, the seish mibayis lebayis. I'm saying, the eitze is, to make it lekatchile, is that to leave miktas chaverim. And this helps, the same thing in yeshiva, even the people that go out to wash their hands, lemayis will be semech and miktas chaverim. The frum people, I said, are makpid. Lemaisa, we don't have to be makpid. The only place that there is a mokim to be makpid is in sukkahs, that then lemaisa is to leave the sukkah and to go into your house, that this is mamish mibayis lebayis, there the velt doesn't want to be semech on this kule, that he has a das, and that it's tzorchei suuda, and they try to bring water. Again, la'aloch lemaisa b'diyevet, if there's no one to give you the water, or if you went out, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you came back to the place, then you yoytz. Now, so this is kiddush b'mokim seud. It has to be in the zel b'mokim. Now, as another halacha, again we're holding in that chelik that kiddush b'mokim seud. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a loshen she'tzorich she'iyeh miyad, v'shelo yafsik afilu lezman kotzer. Now, the shaila is, vost hei zman kotzo. How long could take in between Kiddush to the Suud? Again, if b'di'eved, you're in a chasana, you're waiting, the oilam are washing, a big oilam, vost kementa. We're speaking about you know, some minag balabatim chshuvim, the kiddush finishes, and the oil is shmuzing a little bit. You have to clap, hefsek, to make everyone to rush, you know. Or, says, it's aposhitas in it. Some people hold, mamish, it has to be miyad. No shmuzing gomished. This is what I saw by Choshev people, this is the minag taka. Miyad. Ad azogin shir achilas pras, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Again, if you misasek tzorchi su'ud, there's nothing, say that. If you misasek, you misasek. We're speaking when you're not misasek. Olam after Kiddush, you're speaking about a shtickle news for 2 minutes, till they get up. Like at Chil, you have to tell them, I learned now psochim, Kiddush mokim su'ud. So we have a diyavidi gazach. The ad azogin nishtasek. No, so others organ is too shlavim. If you misasek in tzorchi seuda, avada you're allowed to, and not only you're allowed to. Some people say you don't have to rush. That lovers organ, someone decides now they want to bring the fish. You want to bring the fish. I'll give you an example. That's Hashem. You will have a house. You did kiddush. You wash. You come to the kitchen. The rabbitson is busy. She's cutting the fish. She's cutting the salad. You're telling your Kiddush Makim Suda, we'll wash our hands, and you'll do it after it. So the Katchila Avada. And the Zogun, if she's busy, B'tzorchi Suda, it's okay. What is the Raya? So the Shlomo Zalman, the Raya that she's allowed to do it, Lela Seder, we do Kiddush. The Suda is after an hour and a half. What happened to Kiddush Makim Suda? So it says, the Agoda is the Tzorich. So, Machdos Gich. Kiddush Makim Suda. Everyone takes their time. So Shuzama Taina is that if someone is Isaac with Tzorch Yisude, there's no reason to tell him, rush, let us to wash, we'll do Tzorch Yisude later. Said, Kiddushmok, someone wanted to explain like this, Kiddushmok Yisude doesn't have to mean that the Kiddush has to touch the meal. The Kiddush has to be miyad when the meal is starting. If you misasik in tzorche a meal, it's called when the meal is starting. So there's no mokim kiru. The machmirim tain ne. For sure, if there's a lot of people are washing their hands, if it takes time to take out the bulkas, voskem and tongue, it's not a hefsek. But for sure to rush is not to take time. Zokim shlom is alman, I see from Lila Seidel, that if you're oisik in tzorche suda, it's not a chisol. And the zogim bichlal, that miyad doesn't mean miyad, means not to wait a half an hour, not to wait an hour. About 10-20 minutes. I'm saying, Mishabur is mashma lehed yinishtaze, you have to rush. Rabbi Folk Shmulevitz told me that he knows from his father, I'm saying, that Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, they would do Kiddush in the house here in the apartment when you go up here. Now, the Olam, he says, made Kiddush and Mezoinus. The Chaim Shmulevitz didn't want to make Kiddush on Mezainus, like we'll see later, that it's a big problem to make Kiddush on Mezainus. And he was makpid to do Kiddush and to wash his hand, miyat. But he didn't want to show his shrumkai to everyone. So everyone would come after Shachis, with a small oilam, to his apartment. They would make Kiddush on Mezainus. He would be the one who made the Kiddush. He would not touch the Mezainus. The oilam will eat, will take 10-20 minutes. The oilam left, he washed. Took 20 minutes. He said that his father would hold Kiddush Mamakim Suda. Nish can teichev li geula tefila. I'm saying, and the Zogin Nishna say, that is a din teichev. Chof beiz amo. It's like to walk from here till the door. So I'm saying, it's two shittas. Again, lekula alme bediyevet, it's not me'akev. Aber lemaise is ro itake, lemoshel, alaf kimin in a bocha, that he's doing a moitzi himself. No shmuzi. Say, that's new emotional day. It doesn't mean you have to fight to be the first one to wash your hands. Shaving more. Aber luyet zuer is a chetim to wash your hands miyad. To wash your hands miyad is no hetot shmuz. I'm saying, but the habit. Now let me get to the second shaila. This is a shtickle more lemaisidik to know the shittes. So we know kiddush has to be mokim seuda. Now the shaila is, what is seuda? Pass. Could be yayin, I'm sorry, pas, one option, you have to wash your hands. Another option could be mezoinus. Another option could be yayin. Gemara says in Lamed Hei in Broches, Yain Misatsoi, Yain is Masbia, and could be fruits, stamp fruits. These are the four options. I will see different people and different matzavim what they could use for Kiddush. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Reisha in Gimel, Seif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Azei. People don't know it. Kosma ha-goinim dehen kiddush alamokim seudo afilu oichal dovo muot oishoy sekoy shal yayim davka ochal lechem oishoy se yayim. So other lechem, other yayim. Yayim, zogt mishnebura vikoshik and mezenis. That the mechaba didn't mean davka bread, from bread till wine. So it means bread, zogt mishnebura, mezenis and wine. Aber peres not. Why wine is like mezoinus? Because the Gemara says in Ketzer Mevorchim that yain misatzoi. So, as I say, zok the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin bechidush Rab Kivei Eiger, sheichiach de lekama rishonim ein hayotze kiddush mokim seuda al yedei koi shel yain. Ve'nira she'ein lohokel elo b'mokim matchak. Even the Shulchan Aruch said that you could use yain. Zog Rav Kiveiger, mikama rishoy nimuchach, she'eino yoitze b'yayin, v'meile it's only b'sha'as adchak. In a second we'll see what this Mishnah Berurah means. The Biur Halacha brings down, b'shem de Goen, Maiser Rav Kosav she'agoen af b'kiddush hayoyim, lo yom mekadesh, elo b'mokim se'ud o'gmuro, loy b'minei targeme v'yayin. The goyim was makpi to wash his hands, not mezoines and not yayin. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, the minig is to make mezoines, aber yoyser toiv, lechol miyad pas. Now, the minig in most of Klal Yisrael, and we'll see what in a second why, is like this. In Leil Shabbos, most Klal Yisrael are makpi not to make kiddush on mezoines. Chutz from one time a year in Simchas Torah that some yeshivas started, they want to have a kofes before the Suda, so the oilam go down, they make kiddush on mezoinus, and then they do their kofes. A lot of people hold us nish ois gehalten, because by night we are makpid to do kiddush on a pas and not to be soimach on mezoinus. We'll see in a second why. But in the night, because kiddush doi reise, Kiddush by night is chamur, and it's a big machloikis. So you're right, we know that the minig was nishtaresh, that we say mechad the mezoinus, but lemaise, most klal Yisrael, lemaise, we never saw chutz from Simchas Torah. You saw people do kiddush and mezoinus by night? Simchas Torah, the Gdolim said, you know, first, halachas from yeshiva is alam olandosh, but b'tzir, the pshat is, you know, b'tzad echot, they want to start their kofes keseder, not after the suda. Mitzad Shaini, the bochim that learned the ganze yor, it's important they will dance with the Torah v'chulei. If they'll be hungry, they will not dance. So, b'meile, it's shittas that you could use mezoinus. Wait, the shittas that you could use mezoinus is no difference day and night. B'meile, there was yeshivas who matter to make kiddush and mezoinus by in the yeshivas and lel simchas Torah. But the reason that if it's not necessarily, I know some choshev yeshivas, what they do is they give bulkas, they let them wash, they make a moitzi, and then they have the whole suda. Instead of a little cake, a little pulkale. And then they wash again later.
Why is it
what? No. By night, kiddush is kein de rice. It's a kiddush chomer. We make a brocha on the kiddush. It's a brocha. It's not a... Kiddush by yoyim is a kiddush kal. It's a chaster is de rice. In chutzla, it's my yom tov sheni yomim. Why Kiddush Rabbon? It's Yom Tov. What? Machlekes Rishonim. Seder, it's not a Rabbon. It's a Kain Deraisa. If a lot of Rishonim is Deraisa Kiddush Yom Tov. So now, long again Kiseder, I want to stick first to Miyaset. The first reason that is a mocker. Now, if you look in the Rab Kiveiger inside, Rab Kiveiger says like this. לעניוס דייטי מדברי התלמיד הרביני ינה הובה במוגן אברום מוכח דסביר אלי דיין ומיני תרגימה מזוינס למחשב במוקים סעוד. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says like this, that in Shalashudas, Ratzeh is not Me'akev, because you don't have to eat pas in Shalashudas. That Rak B'Shteh Asaudas HaRishoynas Tzorich Lechol Pas Ki Tzorich LeKadosh. So Rabbi Yehuda, Zog Rabbi Kiveger, steht in Rabbi Yehuda, that in the first two Sudas you have to eat pas Ki Tzorich LeKadosh. Kilo, Rabbi Yehuda learns Kilo that the reason we eat a pas is because Kiddush needs a Suda. So stay there, you need a pass. We don't hold like that. But if Mishneh Berurah was choshesh to Rav Kiva Eiger, and he meant this Rav Kiva Eiger, I don't know if he meant a different Rav Kiva Eiger, but if he meant this Rav Kiva Eiger, so Rav Kiva Eiger that was machmir not to use wine, b'shem tamid Rav Ben Yehine, b'etzem Rav Kiva Eiger is machmir not to use mezoinus also. In the Rashbam in Bava Basra, in Kuf Aleph, and the second pshat Dalton, he says again that Kiddush needs a Suda and Suda needs a pass. Now, most of the Rishonim hold Mishtas. Most of the Rishonim hold that Kiddush could have a Mezainus. The Haidu that not that the Suda Shabbos needs a pass, but the Kiddush is enough to have Mezainus. Zog the Marashtam. So some people, Rabbi Shmuel break down, they wanted to be Yotze Alashitas. It's Gibbot and the Tshuva for Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said like this. Rabbi Moshe had a Chkira. It's when I get to the Sugas, I just want to take the Chalik HaAloche. Kiddush Mokim Suda could be for two reasons. The Kiddush needs a Suda, and it could be the Suda needs a Kiddush. So Rabbi Moshe wanted to make sure there's two Alochas. The Kiddush needs a Suda, and the Suda needs a Kiddush. You could make Kiddush on Mezoinus, and you say on these Shittas that Mezoinus is enough for the Kiddush. Oh, but the Suda needs a Kiddush. And if you're not Yotze the Suda and Mezoinus, Mele Ramosha said, by day, when you write, you Yotze in the Kiddush in a Shul, but when you finish the Suda, the Kiddush, when you come home, do another Kiddush. Shomazama said that he didn't see people doing it. But Ramosha, Shmuel Shabbos brings down, if a person is a mehader, it's for sure every time better to do it. So Moshe, I give you the example. As I feel tzach bayuns, we don't try every time to make another Kiddush. But you come home and someone says, oh, I didn't hear Kiddush. So you don't tell him, you do Kiddush. Oh, givaldik, I'm happy my kids didn't hear Kiddush. We'll do Kiddush again. Because be'etzem, we want to do Kiddush before the Suda. Because Rav Moshe says that even if you say mecham these shittas, it's a bimokim to be machmir that the Suda needs a Kiddush, and we made it to make another Kiddush before the Suda. So, the first chaylik is azay. So, kum tois that be'etzem is a machleikis, lemaise is minaga goen not to make al mezoinus. If you ask me why to be machmir, the biraloche brings down a goen. Even after that, the Rav Kiva Eiger brings down a Rabbeinu Yehine that not to be say mecham mezoinus. Mishneh Berurah is not clear if he meant to bring down this Rav Kiva Eiger or not. So Mamele, I'm saying, because of these chumras, so Lagabi by night, that the Kiddush is deiraisa, even that Me'ikar Adin Alayayin is the Rabbanon, but the Kiddush is chomu, so Klal Yisrael Lemaisa HaMachmir, not to use Mezoinus, by day, Yayin, Lekula Alma is only B'diyavet. Now, the Poiskim bring down, again, Stam Adin from Poiskim Zvaneinu, sometimes a person has a very bad upset stomach. He's in the hospital, Lama Zog, and he can't eat. A very schwache person. So there's two kinds of schwache people. Some people can't eat bichlal. He's on a diet now for 10 days in the hospital, he can't eat. Most poskim hold, he's potter from Kiddush. Like we don't do Kiddush in Yom Kippur. Person that doesn't have a suda bichlal on Shabbos is potter from Kiddush. Again, it's a chumre to ask someone to be moitzi. But me'ikar adin, you have to know, chas v'sholem, you're in a hospital, and you can't eat, they put these things inside, they give you liquid from different places, you're not eating. But what's with Kiddush? What it help someone with big Kiddush from you? You know, the guy goes around the hospital, he's moitzi with Kiddush. But it's not b'kim suda. So you're asking the shayla, I have to eat now or not? So in the poskim, you don't have to. Now, there's another case that you could eat. You can't eat a suda to wash your hands, not Megea. Oh, but to eat some vegetables you could and that. But the problem is, you didn't have a Kiddush today. So I saw the place case Manenu bring down that the Chayagavna do Kiddush and eat the vegetables that you could eat. While you're sick, and this is the only thing that you could eat, so this is called Kiddush Mokim Suda. I'm saying it's a Chiddush, and the Mice, it's Legabi Kiddush by day, it's not a problem, because I said, Be'ikar Adin, could be if you can't eat a Suda, you pop it from Kiddush. And could be it's not called a Suda. Legabi by night, to make the Kiddush with the Broche, with Shem Hashem, it's Kedai to ask for Moir Roy, again, if you can't eat Bichlal, don't do Kiddush. You could be Yaitse with someone that he could eat. But if there's no one to be Yaitse, you don't do. If you could eat, but you can't eat Mezoinus by night, so then to ask a Shaila, or Adam Godel, to ask a Rav, what to do? This is Mitzad Echot. Mitzad Echot. So some people are Machmir, some people are not Machmir. Now is another Chumre. This is, people that learn Arbe Psochi will understand this Chumre. It's another big reason not to do Kiddush by day on Mezoinus. And I went to ask Shlomo Zalman Auerbach if to be choishish to that or not. And I'll tell you in a second what he answered me. I learned Arbe Psochim then. I learned the Sugyas. And I came to ask the Biur Haloche in Simen Reish Memtes. He says like this. Tamtzis Advarim is, we know it's the Isur to eat Erev Shabbos Koidem. Sudek Doyle, Sudek Tano. Everyone knows the Sugya. Zog the Biur Haloche. All of that machloikis is koidem Shabbos. Aber me'arega shi'igia Shabbos, l'kule alme ze isur te'ime koidem ha'seuda. Because the zman achiyuv is chal. The ganze machloikis in the sugi is koidem ha'zman. Aber keimun shi'igia, zei machter achesh bedof in reish memtes, in biur aloche, that achar shi'igia zman ha'isur, l'kule alme ginal elar te'it. So he says that what Rabbi Yudah says, "Mine peiris is muter, who dafka ad ha'erev, aval bo erev shechal chiyuv seude, osur litim kluim ad sheyoichal medin osur lechol koidem ha'seuda." As I iskimat, if you learn the sugya in Resh, in the Mishnah Berurah, he's masbul da aloche, and he made it, this the reason he's masbul why the kula alma it says peiris masbul mekadesh. Why when the time comes, he has to stop and pray a smapu or mekadesh. Why he can't eat and do kiddush later? Chutz from the isur that he's not allowed to eat without kiddush. He said because lemais is the isur te'im ekoidem asud. This is the cheshme of the Biur Haloche. Zog the Mishnah Berurah lefi them. If it's the isur to eat before the sud, so in the morning or by night, if you eat kiddush, if you make kiddush on mezoinus, the Sa'udah is not Mezoinus. The Sa'udah is Pas. So you can't eat Kiddush with Mezoinus. You're not allowed to eat Mezoinus before the Sa'udah. Zog dem Shabur Alefi Zeh Zog dem Biur Haloche Kevon Sh'ikar Ha'Sa'udah Hu Lechem Osu Lechol Garmizu Tos Min Mezoinus Koidem Ha'Sa'udah. Look at the Shabur ונוהגו האום בשחריס להוקל כדברי הדר כמוישה. See the Eli Keverter? נוהגו האולם בשחריס. This is the second reason why בליל Shabbos and בליל Yontef we don't do Kiddush and Mezoinus. Not only what everyone thinks because the Chumre that we want to do and pass on the Goen, because we have a Isur lo yoichal odo min ha-mincho ולמעלו. And the Mishnah Berurah says that from the night לכולי אלמה זה Isur. No, by day, by night, aber by day, nohagu oilom lehokel kedivri adar kemoishe. Ve'ayin bagra, zog di bura aloche, she'ein limchis b'yad ha'makilim. U'mikol mokim yesh an shei maise, she'machmirim lem'atzmom b'mokim de'efshar. Al kol bonim nochel lekul alme, le'ado she'vemal eskreisim mishar achiles koinem asud. He said, but if a person goes, you know, I see some people, they give out chant, Chmon al-Itzlan, and Kiddushim. They machshel everyone. Shabura says, you have to eat Mezoinus. Oh, but Lamar is Kreisa? Then they give this kind of chant, and this kind of herring, you know. Who knows how much, you know, people want every more and more chant, yeah? Like more and more Gehenna. But Shabura says, you know, everyone tries to make it fancy, mit a kishke, mit a meat, you know. Forget about it, it's not nice. I'll tell you, I was booked now in America, and I'm happy enough. The Maisa Mishabura says, Ve'anshe Maisa, Machmirim al Atzel Mokim De'efshe. Not to eat in the Kiddush. Baruch HaShulchan brings down, Baruch Zaruah B'Shem Aribim Minz, Shemachmir B'Ze. So the Maisa comes out now that we have two reasons why not to make a Kiddush on Mizoinus. We have a whole sugya of the Goyim that could be you can do Kiddush on Mizoinus. Could be you can. To Rabbi Yehine. Even if you could, so the Bir Aloch is a Yisur, you eat it before the Suda. I mean, two simas not to. So, Mokim She'epshel, sometimes you're invited somewhere. You know, the Suda starts after Chatzos, and Shtovah Sutton. So you eat the Kizayis. Sometimes, Rosh Hashanah. For two reasons. There's a mokim, the people that make kiddush before it kiyas. First, it's hard to daven musaf. And also, lemaisa, the achilas after chatzos. I mean, it's a mokim not too fast. I'm saying, so it's mokim to be same on it. But I'm saying, stop, it's a gate to kiddush. So you told me, Take. I told him, I was in the kiddush. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't. So he said, Take, that when they were a bachurim, they went once, it was Salmone in Petach Tikva. That was, she felt very close to the family, and she invited, and he came with 20 bachurim, and they went to a shul. And the kids, they came to that shul, and they made kiddush there after the shul, and they took out chant. And they were mechaber the bochim. And, he said, I'm invited somewhere. He didn't want to hurt this. He said he didn't know this chumre. Yeah. But he said he didn't let no one of his friends to touch. He said, we're coming to this almona. She prepared so much. It's like ganza oil. He doesn't have no one to eat. He didn't let him to do kiddush. I was fighting with him. We could eat one chant here, another chant there. Man. So I was like, shver, everyone is anyway a different taste. He was shum funny wife. Said they came to the house, so they made kiddush. So she said that because she had so much brochen this week, like a special cheesecake that she made specially, and she wants everyone to have. And they'll wait 5 minutes, and then they will start the soup. So he was only thinking to himself, if everyone would eat the chant before, what they'll tell them, the fleishiks, and they just came back from davening. So I'm saying, it's like nochamol. I'm not saying that it's a chiyuv gomu. I'm not saying it's a chiyuv gomu. Now, you have to know two zachen. I came to Rosh Hashanah in Auerbach after that, and I told him, that people do kiddush. To stop the kiddushim. Remember, I was a bocher, I was 16, came to Rosh Hashanah. Yes, but I'm telling you now, this whole cheshbon, I said, people today are meoirer, nishmas, andos zachen. Meikar ha'aloche. So Rosh Hashanah told me, from after your chasana, you start to do it. So I am a chiyu, after Rosh Hashanah told me, you, after your chasana, don't do kiddushim anymore. Don't tell no one else. You start from after your chasana. Now your bocha, don't make your father mishuga. But from after your chasana, you start in your own house to do like that. I heard from the Eini Klach, Rosh Hashanah also himself was makdil in it. Even that I'm bringing all these Mishneh Brures, I want just to merames, when the Mishneh Brures says himself, Mina Ga'ilom, in Mishneh Brures and Chele Kvo, Bilchei Suke, Besimen Tov Reish Mem Gimel, B'Toich HaDvorim, he speaks about the Kiddushim that you do on Mezoinus in the morning. So, when Sinagal and Maisach, when the Mishneh Brures speaks, the Klai Yisrael do Kiddushim. So, the Minig is Yogiven. I saw also that one of the Melakim brings down that the Briskerov and the Chazanish, when they had to, they did. Bederachla they didn't do. But when they had to, I'm saying, the Nafkimina is, what I'm saying is, to know these halachos, it's two zachen. First, stop, not to try to be machmir. But the Iker to shtel, a person has to shtel this through the Shabbos, not, be in shul, a man a ganze kiddush, Essig, im Schmur ist, sind nicht eins gehalten. Sind nicht eins gehalten. Na, but some people don't listen to us and they do Kiddush. So let me have it so that these people that they hold that Kiddush Mokim Suuda is a Mezainis also. Kiddush Mokim Suuda is a Mezainis also. So the stipler has a Shayna Suffolk. It says like this: if they do Kiddush on Mezainis, and they hold that could be Yoytza Suuda Shabbos and Mezainis, how they do it? What are the Pshat and the people that attack on after Choshesh? We said so good. Is it Isu to eat before the Suuda? Is it Din Pass? So what is the head attack? We said it's an Indian to Machmir. But some people are Mekel. What is the mocker of the people that are Mekel? So it's two kulas. Three kulas. One kula, we said, maybe Kiddush Mokim Suda doesn't have to be the Suda from Shabbos, the Ramosha brings down. Even the Ramosha himself said today to make another Kiddush. The second kula is, maybe you could be Yitzhi Suda Shabbos and Mezainis. And the third kula is, that Lashon HaTurkilu, it's a long Suda, it starts with Mezainis and then goes to Pats. The Lashon HaTur is Kilu, he's Piseach, it's at the oven. Like in Taki, have some places, you know, they sit down in the same place, they eat like Mezainis a little bit, and then they wash. So two sides, so we're doing it separately. So we said three reasons. Other Taki, it doesn't have to be the Suda from Shabbos. Other, it's like one big Suda. Other Taki, you eat the Suda Shabbos. Look, the stipler, so these people that do Kiddush Mokim Suda and the Mezainis, they have a tzad that it's Suda Shabbos. Then if they forget that it's saying the Suda, could be they can be Chayzer. Because the Halacha, as even in Shalosh Sudas, it's a suffix if you could be Chayzer and Ritzei, we don't have to be Chayzer and Ritzei, because you don't have to eat Pas. The second Suda that they're eating, by them it's very the Suda Shlishis, because they were Yoytzi Kiddush and Mezainis. So the stipler in Kiddush Yankiv, and Brochus is Mistapek, and the Kafachaim for the Sfardim, he says to Akin that if you made Kiddush and Mezainis, and you forget Ritzei, not to be Chayzer. Shmuel Zalman says, no, people are Mechave not to be Yoytze the Suda and that. Yep, so Mona Zach, if you Mechave not to do the Suda, it's not so right that you're not using the Kiddush. So this Klor. That's it, like Shmuel Zalman. But Shmuel Zalman said, La Aloche, that if a person is Mesupik, he forgot Ritzei, so he says, could be it's a sfek sfek. Suffolk if he said Ritzei or not. And even if he didn't say Ritzei, could be he was Yoytze as a Shalosh Shudas. Mele is not Chayzer. Now, Lom is talking already that you're from the people that do Kiddush. So there's another Zach you have to know. This is the Machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe. That you can eat Kishir Kviya Suda. If you eat a lot of Mezoynes, Kishir Kviya Suda, you chayv in Birkas Amozen. Could be you yoytze Kiddush Mokim Suda. But you have a different problem that you mechayv in Birkas Amozen. What is the shiur of Kviya Suda? So there's two ways to measure it. If you're only eating Mezainis, so Chaim Kanievsky, I learned from Chaim Kanievsky that the Chazanish told him that you measure it with flour. We need to say like this. Le Moshel, they have a chocolate cake. Soft chocolate cake. To a shiur Kviya Suda in a chocolate cake, it's better to eat this amount of chocolate cake. I know people don't know that. You could eat this amount of chocolate cake. There's no, you don't know Birkas Hamazon. I don't know if you saw once how they make chocolate cake. But if you remember Skindlach, you make, I think, one cup or two cups of flour to the mixer, and v'shal milin. The gimel adalet beitzim is the flour. Water, oil, eggs don't count. Rogelach, l'moshul, everything is flour. Kapu rogelach could be a shiur kvir suda. Or the chocolate paste, they have this cake. Yeah. Oh, but all these punch cakes, all the soft ones, they because you put flour inside. I'm not saying maybe a little bit less from this big amount. But I'm saying people go, hey, shiur kviya suda. Not every time I'm saying, I like to say chumris, but I'm wissen, not start to be machmir. You think Klal Yisrael Alamol ate cake? I mean, everyone after two pieces of cake was a problem. Has to be the shiur of the flour. Gimel v'dalet beitzim flour. Now the shayla is like this: if you don't eat flour, Lamazon you eat only 2-3 rogalach. But in this kiddushin we spoke about, they bring chont and herring and white herring and red herring, and they bring potato kugel and lakshin kugel. they eat a ganze suda. So Moshe Feinstein says, steht in Mishneh Brura, that if you eat mezoynes, even not gimel without beitzim, but you eat a shiur that normally in a suda, how much we eat today in a suda? We eat 2 pieces of bread, and then we eat the whole suda. So if you eat a shiur that normally you would eat in the suda, then you eat 2 pieces of bread, and then you eat the whole Shabbos meal, right? So if you eat a little bit, mezoynes, and you eat shav dvorim, you chayv in birkas hamazon. Melech Moshe says, so even if you only eat a little bit cake, if you start to eat chont and all of good azach and dalton, salads, you chayv in birkas hamazon. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, nay. Well, the Mishneh Brura said, that if you eat it b'shar dvorim, it's even poches megimel v'dalet beitzim, it's a shir that you kaveh seude, it's only if you eat it mamish together. And Rogalach is not so motzui. And the crackers, it's motzui. If you eat a chunt with the crackers and the air with the crackers, if you eat it mamish with the crackers together, then it's a problem. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. You bring a raya from Mishneh Brura. It's not the mokim now to go into that sugya. No, I'm saying, midaf machmer zayin to be choshish to Reb Moshe, to shayla from the brikas amos and day reise. But I'm saying, but everyone yells, hey, miyad at the shul kvi yasuda, it's not so poshut. The cheshem of Shul Zaman is, because shitas Rashi and broches, that when you eat chicken in a meal, you make shakel. Rashi says, only if you eat the bread with the chicken, the bread patters. Why we don't do that? Because we hold the bread is ki'ilu, the melech of the suda. Every student in the world, they give bread in the beginning. So everything is tofel to the bread. Zoktam Shem Zalman, this is bread. Aber Mezoynes is not the king of the Suda. So if you eat it with the andere Zachen, it becomes a chelik from the Suda. But if you don't eat it, not. It's a reis in Mishneh Brura for them. There's an argument here of Shem Zalman Rebbe Eliashiv and Minag Yerushalayim. I don't know. It's a Zach, they call it Kugel Yerushalmi Kugel. It's not from Yerushalayim. It's called Yerushalmi Kugel. The minig in Klal Yisrael, Chodesh in Yerushalayim, Vesich, is in Kiddushin Shabbos morning, you serve that kugel. They cut it like a triangle, and they serve it with a pickle. What's about? There's a whole shayla on this pickle. But this is the minig. From where this minig came? From Zaman Tain is like this. This kugel Yerushalmi doesn't have a tzurev pass. You could eat 20 pieces, you're not chayav birkas hamazon. It doesn't have a shiruv pass. The mele, people could eat it in the Kiddush, and they're not mischayev in Birkas HaMazon. 1 piece, 2 piece, 3 pieces, how much you want, it's not chayev. Rebbe Eliashiv Tainas, no. Kugel Yerushalmi looks like a pass. And the mele, if you eat 2, 3 pieces, 4 pieces, how much is the shiur, you're chayev in Birkas HaMazon. So the feed them, you have to say, it was a different reason why they gave it out. Aber Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Kugel Yerushalmi doesn't have Lakshim don't have a tzursa de pas. It's nogel gabi chiyuv chale also. Shlomo Zalman patted it from chale. And if Rebbe Eliashiv, the Rechemuna brings down, Chaim Kanievsky and the Agoyes Dalton, tell Rebbe Eliashiv, Choschoiz, Rebbe Eliashiv told him that it's chayev bechale. And this is another chumra, again, it's not the mokim here to go into it. That could be the problem to eat Yerushalmi kugel, because it's chayev bechale. And what the factories were mafrish chale, could be didn't patter it. The factories of Mafrish Chala at the beginning because it was Lakshin. And now it became a bread. Again, that is a different Shaila. You have to buy a Shalmei Kugel if it's Chai B'Challah or not. But I'm saying, Shlomo Zalman holds that the nice, I'm saying, so you have an Hutu B'Samech, if you want to eat a lot in the Kiddush, I'm saying, when Adha Averis of Memalek Reisoy, so Chosh, if you stick to the Yerushalmi Kugel and not to the Mezoynes, then you're not Chai B'Birkas Amos. Now, Shlomo Zalman holds that on the pickle, you don't make a brocha because it's tofel to the Yerushalmi kugel. And ikar of a tofel, you don't have to make a brocha. Just like Shlomo Zalman said, you have to eat the Yerushalmi kugel first, and then to eat the pickle. Because if you eat the tofel before the ikar, you have to make a brocha. But what brocha you make on the tofel before the ikar? Shehakel. So Shlomo Zalman said, if a person picks up, remembers that he picked up a pickle and he made a brocha, Adama, he made the wrong bracha. As I have Shlomo Zalman. So some people tiny nishtaze that the metzias is that people like to eat the pickle on their own. I'm saying you have to know the ghetto taka. I'm saying it's takman. It's a shadow from bracha of a tolis. It's just gelechter here. So again, alamol, if is, you know, they have some salad or something else that you can make a doman, then you make a doman that, and you eat it. The other eitzah is ought to eat the pickle together, mamish, with the Yerushalmi kugel, and take not to make a bracha, or to eat a whole pickle separately. But if you eat the pickle a little bit, and then you put miyad the Yerushalmi kugel, so be'etim you're using it like ikra v'tofel, so like Rabbi Zalman, could be you be nichshel from the shayla from bracha levatole. Then there's one more shayla that you have to know. Is the drinks. I didn't go in now, it's not going to get to the shiur today, if you have to drink from the Kiddush or not. We spoke about the different mold. If you have to taste from the Kiddush or not. But the Bir Halacha has a suffix, if a person drinks Pachis Merevis Yayin, if he has to make Shahakul and the Mashkim or not. Bir Halacha bleibt Tzarechir. So it's a big shayla in Kiddushin, you have to know, if you taste from the Yayin of the Kiddush, if you have to make shahakel and the wine and the shal mashkim or not. The velt lemaisa is mekel, if you drink a little bit and you have a das lehedye, the velt is mekel. But again, it's for sure if it's lekatchile, if it's candy or something at the table, to make a shahakel on them and then to drink. If you drink already a little bit from the wine. If you drink the revis from the yain, so yain is poito shal mashkim. But if you didn't drink Ravis min hayayin, it's a suffolk brachas in the Mishneh Berurah. Again, b'shas atchak, if you drink a little bit, the olam ha-mekel, to make a sha'akel, but zog l'katchila, it's better to make sha'akel af ha'am d'rezach. Close quotes.